Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Eclipse Day. That's right, Eclipse Day. Monday, April 8th, 2024. A lot of talk about that, right? The signs in the heavens and the earth, I suppose one could really make a valid argument about what things are taking place right now. Biblically, you know, apply the biblical, literal biblical meaning to the current events, especially when you look at what's going on in the West, specifically the United States, and of course, throughout Western Europe and what have you. You can see the rise of the beast system, the beast. I'm telling you right now, things are not right. But let me start out with a little bit of levity. I was in my office at it was about 7:30 this morning. We hired a cleaning crew to clean out Eric's office or Eric's little area because nobody here, which is me, wanted to go to his area because, you know, it's just real. He doesn't keep it nice. Well, he does keep it nice. I shouldn't say that. It's just trying to dust the little knobs and all this stuff without like hitting, because I got fat fingers and, you know, I got, things happen. And suddenly I hear this shriek from there too, to cleanly. I hear the one shriek as if she saw a snake. And the other one, I look out my office door running away from Eric's office. Followed by number two, running from Eric's office, shrieking. I couldn't figure out any. Folks, this is why you have to keep watch on the people close to you. Eric was apparently testing or getting ready to test certain devices. And, let me show you what they were shrieking about. You ready? I have to ask Eric exactly what this is going to be used for. For the people on the radio, if you've ever watched Roadrunner cartoons, this is a detonator. Now, on the bottom here, it says, let's see, to Madonna from Eric, have at it. Love, Eric.
I have nothing to do with this.
You know, it's amazing what comes in the mail.
Where did you get that?
Came in the mail. No return address. And it's from a company in Virginia. You want to put up Roadrunner for a second? Just humor me. Just a sec. There we go. Oh, you started at the beginning. That's all right. There's like 20 minutes of explosions. And this is what we used to watch on, as children, of course, Roadrunner. You have Bugs Bunny, of course, and Looney Tunes, right? You can't get any better than this as kids, right? All right, enough wasting time. I had it set to a spot where one of those, he pushes down one of those and an explosion happens, but anyway. You're not buying it, are you? Okay. All right. forget about them. So a lot of things taking place. I just want to say this. A lot of people are very upset with me today, of course, is Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. I couldn't get that right worth anything less. And I thank you so much for the people who showed up for the meeting, the interactive meeting. It was a very interesting meeting. I want to thank you, all of the people who support this platform. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without you folks, we would not be doing what we do. And I mean that. I mean that sincerely. Whatever happens after today and in the days ahead, whether this eclipse might trigger some sort of earthly anomalies or issues, who knows? I don't know. The CERN starting up. There are a lot of weird things about this. I'm just not going to get into it because you can turn to any channel and they will talk about it. But again, I would urge people. Now I'm going to grab this clip. Dan Bongino was talking to somebody, and the name escapes me. It was written in the chat last night. Was talking to somebody about what's going on at the South Pole and about these weapons and what have you. Well, no, I shouldn't say Dan Bongino was talking about it. He played a clip from a podcaster who was talking to a whistleblower about South America. Hopefully that clears that up. But it's things that have happened before. Things that we talk about as, quote, conspiracies. Really are not conspiracies. Let me give you one example before I bring RT on here. This is page number one in the show prep notes. Folks, if you go to HagmanPI.com, click on the title for today's program. All of the links that we're showing today, minus the Roadrunner, will be at this. It will be in the body of the program description. But page one, this is something that I saw. And folks, you know, look, we know this stuff has been going on, but there is an awakening that's taking place. Have you noticed that? There is an awakening taking place, and I'm glad for it. This is the Substack, the Freedom Corner with Peter Sweden, I believe it is. An article written by Peter Emanuelson, unreal. They revealed secret geoengineering product. Now, again, people think that, oh, this is, you know, contrails versus chemtrails, okay? There is really no geoengineering. Well, you've heard of cloud seeding, right? What's that called? Isn't that a form of geoengineering? But that's something much different than we're talking about. But this article is worthy of your read. Because the person that's behind this, of course, is none other than Bill Gates. And Bill Gates, what this article states, what this report states, is essentially is the people in power. And again, the people behind the people we see, they're attempting to mitigate global warming. And writes Peter, a research experiment that they kept hidden from the public because they were afraid of a backlash. You're damn right they're afraid of a backlash. Don't make me bring Eric's toy out here again. I won't send it, as he put it, to Madonna. And, of course, those folks who didn't get that was a reference to her saying, want to blow up the White House when Trump was there. Why don't you do it now, you moron? All right, but writes Peter Emanuelson, he said, look, this is taking place. By the way, the idea of interfering with nature is so contentious. Organizers of Tuesday's test, and this was written, when was this written? April 7th, so that was yesterday. Kept the details tightly held. This is about the test, of course. Concerned that the critics would try to stop them, the New York Times wrote in an article. In other words, this isn't conspiracy theory. It's very definition of conspiracy fact. They conspire to keep experiments secret. And what they're doing is they're spraying the sky to keep out sunlight. So you're not imagining things. And at the very end, spoiler alert, you know, who's behind it? Yeah, none other than Bill Gates, of course. Now, tell me something. Who in the hell gave Gates the license, the power, the authority over what I suck in my lungs or over what I see or what I don't see? People need to get pissed off about this. And one more thing, RT and I can watch this together. I found this. This is not a new clip of Glenn Beck. I found this. But to set the stage for this broadcast, I'm going to play video. This is cut one. This is the most powerful speech Glenn Beck has ever given. This is about 5 minutes long, but I listened to it over the weekend again, and I thought, okay, I think this is where most Americans, most true conservatives are. So after this is over, Randy Taylor and I are going to discuss this and many more from the early conspiracies, the deception of the Titanic, for example, and how the FBI orchestrated, not investigated, but orchestrated the Fed surrection, and it was done to entrap the conservative Americans, to another, yet another bridge versus ship or ship versus bridge incident, this time against the Verrazano Narrows Bridge in New York City. I've driven over that bridge many times. And the ship itself, the container ship, has incident or has ties to China. Interesting, right? But let's go to clip one to set the stage, bring RT on, and then we're going to discuss this from here. But this really should, I believe, set the stage for today's program and should light your fuse. Yes, that's a
tide. I think I just have to say it like this.
Go ahead.
I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I am worn out. I am fed up. I've had enough. I am tired of exposing corruption, doing our homework, going overseas and having documents translated to make sure they're exactly right, presenting the evidence. We know what's happening, except then once we expose it, nothing happens. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody pays for a damn thing anymore. Nothing. If you and I did half the things that people in Washington do every day, you and I would go to prison. Clinton got away with it. Even the left knew that the Clinton Foundation was dirty. They sold uranium to our biggest enemy, Russia. Nothing. No. She can take confidential, top secret emails and put them on her server at her home. Something you and I would go to prison for. We would be in prison for the rest of our lives. Not a big deal. Benghazi? No. Not only did we show you that we were gun running to a group in Syria that became ISIS, that's what we were doing in Benghazi. Not only that, but just the killing of a U.S. ambassador, and, might I point out, on Veterans Day, we abandon our troops. Did anything happen? Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. Nothing. Nothing. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of actually being open and saying, okay, well, let's look into the spying on this presidential candidate. That's a pretty hefty charge. Were they doing it? And then finding out, yes, they were, and nothing happens. He was colluding with Russia. My gosh. That should be the biggest scandal of all time if that were true. If it wasn't true, and it was started, and evidence, paperwork even showed that they knew, all the way to the White House, You'd think that would be even a bigger story. Lying to the FISA courts, nothing. Creating an enemies list, nothing. Using our own intelligence agencies to assist in this operation. Spending millions of dollars on a claim they knew that wasn't true. The collusion on Russia, they knew it before the president was ever elected.
Pause here for a sec and keep them on. Folks, they are doing it again. Okay, to Donald Trump, they're doing it again. The calls that he is making, Donald Trump is under surveillance now. I am telling you, they are doing the same thing one more time. Why? Because the last time it worked. Go ahead.
Scandal, the loss of billions of tax dollars in Ukraine, no big deal. The lies and the collusion with the Obama administration in Ukraine, no big deal. Hunter Biden, forget about Burisma. What was that, $7 billion? Ha! Who cares? Look at Hunter Biden and his father in China. Oh, but we don't have any proof of that. Yes, we do. We have all the proof anyone who cares to be honest needs. We have all the documents on his own frickin' laptop, which have been verified for people that were working with him, who were Democrats, that had those same emails on their computer. Nothing. The scandal of our Justice Department, the deep state, which I didn't believe in 4 years ago. My gosh, you've got to be dead and probably voting in the last election if you don't see the deep state. The corruption of our media telling us to deny our own eyes. There's a car on fire, and they're like, oh, nothing's happening here. It's totally there's a car on fire behind you, but we're not supposed to notice that. Good has been made evil, and evil is made good. They ask you now to don't believe your own eyes, believe us. Our country is being torn apart on the streets by radicals who are marching with no Trump, no Biden, no America signs. But don't worry about that. This is just a peaceful group. Really? Our children are being indoctrinated with all kinds of crap, telling them that they're racist because of the color they were born with. The teachers' unions completely out of control. The lies of Black Lives Matter, Inc., and no one seems to care. No one seems to care that Black Lives Matter is actually a corporation. That Black Lives Matter, on their own manifesto, said they wanted to destroy the nuclear family. But that's all fine. Antifa? No. They're not wild in the streets. That's only an idea. Yeah, kind of like Nazism was an idea. But yet, if you support the Constitution, if you just say, I want a fair and legal count, you're a radical. You're an anti-government zealot. I've had it. I've had enough. I almost didn't make the show last week because this is what I wanted to say to you. Except it would have been followed with, so, see you later.
I can relate. Can you? I can relate. Just like Tucker Carlson opened for Kid Rock, I feel in the sense that I'm opening for Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. RT@HagmanPI.com if you want to communicate with him. Randy, how are you, sir?
I am doing okay, all circumstances considered.
What did
I'm
you
doing mean? Like I'm doing like most Americans are doing and most Canadians.
Yeah.
Wondering when the other shoe is going to drop because it's going to crush things. We're in such a mess, Doug.
It's interesting you say when the other shoe is going to drop because there was a recent video, which I've got clips from, of Naomi Wolf talking with someone, being interviewed by someone, talking about just that, you know, what's next. And
yeah. Isn't it bad you get up every morning and that's the first thing on your mind?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. I mean, you know, if it isn't the first thing, after you've made it to the bathroom and you're sitting there or standing or whatever, that's when you think about it. You know, we get our greatest revelations in the bathroom. But you wonder what's before I even look at my phone, you know, before I turn on a television set. What are they doing now?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because you're so frustrated. Everybody's frustrated. And I, you know what? I'm with you. Every bit of it. Whatever we do, ladies and gentlemen, I say we collectively, whatever we do, we have to do it this year. Okay? I'm just telling you. Because this year is going to be the deciding year for the human race. No joke. I know that sounds big. It is big. It's huge.
Well, let me ask you, should I start by sending this off to Madonna? Because she's got this proclivity to bomb the White House. Maybe this might help her.
Perfect. I think she should run the charge in personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're looking at everything we turn around. You know, people used to make fun of Doug. Not so much me, because I wasn't ahead of the curve as much as everybody 20 years ago. I was more focused on the Islamic terrorism. But, you picked up things as you went along that, like, you know, something here doesn't make sense. And I was actually helping the government at that time. So you hate to look at the guys you're trying to help and go, wow, over here there's a whole sector of stuff, and the whole 9/11 thing and all the conspiracies that went with it. You know, as you go along, you realize these aren't conspiracies. These are buried truths.
Yes.
You know, and then they become obvious truths. And
by the way, I remember getting sucked in, not to interrupt you, but I remember getting sucked into the Murrah building investigation and trying to convince.
It broke my heart watching you with that whole thing, because nobody wanted to listen.
But right,
you know, government wise, why? Because they're up to their eyeballs in it.
Exactly.
You were working with a lady named Jaina Davis.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yep.
And your facts were right on target. You know, and people just kept shooting you down. When I say people, I'm talking about the left, and I'm talking about the government.
Yes.
You know, it was more of a downplay, you know. We were realizing, you know, that something happened there, but these people are all way off base. Until people started coming forward and saying, you know, we know damn good and well that there was U.S. Federal personnel two blocks away from that building before those bombs, before that truck went off.
Man, there's so many things there.
That's just one small thing.
But who got blamed for it? Timothy McVeigh, the white supremacist Nazi-style movement.
He was dead.
Right. Now, I think, the government killed him, supposedly, but I think that started the entire...
Yes.
If you want to know, maybe a time marker. Marker in history.
What was his friend's name? Jeremy or guy that
was Larry Nichols.
Terry Nichols.
Terry Nichols. Yes. Yeah.
Very interesting story just with that man.
Yes.
You know, but the cool part was is Doug was all over these guys. Boom, 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 boom. He had his facts.
I looked at Jane in the eyes in Boston. I drove to Boston.
Yeah. I remember you staked these people out.
Yeah.
Doug was sitting in his car staking out these players. I mean, he had it down. But they just kept blowing them off. You know, why they say, because you're wearing tin hats, you're conspiracy theorists. Well, you know what? When we go back and look at all these different things, like the Murrah building, you know, I'm even now going back to the very first Trade Center bombing back in the early 90s and looking at that. Because I'll tell you right now, that was probably the government, too. There was a lot of suspicious things, like the FBI agent that arrested, you know, the guy that was hooked in with these bombings. Remember, he arrested him. Brought him back from Pakistan, and then he leaves the FBI, takes head of security in 9/11 towers, you know, in the towers. He's head of security, and then they bring the towers down. Do you remember that guy? He was an FBI agent.
I do.
I can't think of his name. And, anyway, there was just so many bizarre.
He was the one that put that bomb. They told reportedly now they told the in the 93 bombing. They said the bomb was inert, but it actually, because of or at the hand of this FBI agent, that bomb was a real bomb that they set off in the basement.
There were so many things, and then they killed that top FBI agent. And I think they planned to kill him once he took the head of security in the Twin Towers. I think they planned to kill him just to bury the secrets. You know, I just, every time we turn around, the government, and you know what? They ask us to trust them. They think that we're just going to sit back and go, oh, well, we know you're operating our best interest. My ass. This government, the Canadian government, governments across Europe have been sticking it to us for years. They've been designing the demise, and they're implementing their plans to destroy humanity. Don't act like you're spraying the skies to save me. Okay? Well, I mean, we'll probably, it'll be a long time before we know the exact contents of what's being sprayed up there. I'm talking exact contents. Just like these stinking virus shots. You know, nobody knows what the exact contents were. And I'm sick of it. Just like Glenn Beck. I am sick of it. You could play that his piece every day because that's how we feel. Sick and tired. And there's more coming. We got this sticking. We can't even have an eclipse in this country without thinking the government's going to do something to us.
Yeah, what's wrong not with that thought?
Yeah, we're not paranoid. And if we are, you made us that way. We have to investigate every stinking thing we see because any trust that the people had in their government is gone. The only people that trust the government are idiots. And they will die idiots. They've lived as idiots. They will die as idiots. You know, the one thing that Glenn Beck said, and this is paramount, this summed it all up when he said, good has been made evil. Evil has been made good. We have witnessed that.
That's biblical as well. Right from the scriptures.
They destroyed our trust, everything. And there's, the whole January 6th thing makes me sick because that was engineered to, you know what? They've been pushing this Ashley Babbitt video where she's hopping in the window.
Yes.
You know, coming in from the exterior of and hopping in initially into a window. And everybody said, well, she was armed with a knife. She was armed with a knife. When she came in that window, that knife was not in her hand. She had a knife on her person, which is not against the law. But they're trying to they're trying to make up for this piece of crap that shot an unarmed woman. And I'll tell you right now, if you're in that form of security, you know, where you're protecting something or you're a bodyguard, you should be able to take a knife away from somebody or you should hang up your badge.
Instead of losing your gun in the toilet,
thank you,
et cetera.
Yeah, I used to work security. I used to be a bouncer. I took knives away from people. I took firearms away from people. Yep. If you know what you're doing, you don't have to kill anybody that's unarmed.
Too much paperwork anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go along with you on that, sir. I hate paperwork. You know, we were talking about this eclipse last night in that phone call. And that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. You really need to sign up to be on this inner circle. And Doug, what do we call it? What's the name, the official name of that?
It's just a supporters meeting.
Meeting. And it's a very nominal fee, very, very small. But the cool part is you get to get together with a bunch of people. Okay, and actually, Doug's in on the call. I try and make the calls. I don't hit them all, but I try and make the calls. But you can talk with us. You can sit there, ask questions. You can make suggestions for shows. You can say what's on your mind. It's really cool, ladies and gentlemen. Look into it. It's a cool thing to do on the first Sunday night on each month. But anyway,
that's right.
I turned it back to Doug. I just wanted to say that because I actually enjoyed last night. There was a lot of information, and at the same time, no matter what we're facing, we still laughed. We had fun last night.
You know, that's the thing. We're all in this together, RT. Yep. And when I say all of us, at different levels, we're all at different levels, but we're all facing the same set of circumstances. And, you know, I was thinking in prep for today's show, how far back does this whole conspiracy go? You mentioned 9/11. I mentioned the Murrah building. You mentioned 93 bombing.
They started on this global dominance thing right after World War II.
Well,
the more prominent things, I say Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But then I was you and I. Well, I was watching some things about the economy, and I'm thinking, all right, we've got the Federal Reserve. Well, what the hell, Jackson in the day fought against a central bank, and way back then. There were ideas of this globalist kind of operation, and it's always been there. And I found this, folks, and RT, take a look at this. I've long studied this. I don't believe in coincidences. I do know, for example, we'll just roll video 3. It's self-explanatory. How far back does this go? This could be one very important point. Video 3. This is about, by the way, it's about 2 minutes in length. Sorry, I didn't give enough time on that, did I? Let me know when you have it. Here it is.
They built a ship of death called the Titanic.
The sinking of the Titanic was the design of the Jesuit order to get rid of the opposition to the creation of a central bank in the United States.
And the men on the Titanic were opposed to a central bank. They had to die. Among those were John Jacob Astor, Isidore Strauss, Benjamin Guggenheim, and a host of other millionaires who were opposed to a central bank in America. Therefore, they had to be taken out of the way. And they were on the Titanic.
The company building the ship was owned by J.P. Morgan, who was himself an agent of the Rothschilds family. The Rothschilds being the bankers for the Pope and the Vatican. The main Jesuit targets were brought on board. The captain of the ship was Edward John Smith. It appears from his actions that Captain Smith was a Jesuit coadjutor, that is, a Jesuit who has taken the oath but does not wear the robes. A coadjutor blends into the scenery and never looks like a Jesuit priest. It is a veteran sea captain, Edward Smith, who orders the ship to travel through an 80-square-mile ice field at full speed on a moonless night. There had been over 8 telegrams warning the captain of the danger.
He's warned 8 times, slow the ship down, slow the Titanic down, you're going too fast. Not once stop. Knew there was an iceberg field up ahead, knew that he should have slowed down, but didn't. And so you look and you say, how was it that this man could go headlong into a field of icebergs and not slow the ship down, not be more careful? The only conclusion you can draw is, as a coadjutor of the Jesuit order, right through the line, the chain of command, he was told, sink the ship.
Pretty interesting concept. And the Jesuit stuff, look, I get that. I understand the framework of the Jesuits. I understand all that. By the way, in full transparency, I actually graduated from a seminary that was a Jesuit seminary. I had no, even at the
you
time.
You sunk the Titanic.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Doug.
I have an alibi.
That's where you got that.
But you know what, though? When I had no idea what the hell that was. I was clueless. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what. No one came and made me take an oath or said anything about it. It was just simply, it was actually how it was funded. But the curriculum was not anything out of the ordinary. But that said, okay, so, I mean, because we sued some moron out there because of many things. He pointed out, of course, I graduated from a Jesuit seminary. Yeah, so what? So, I mean, seriously, again, I didn't take an oath. I didn't cut my finger, put blood on someone else's bloody finger. There was nothing like that that happened.
No naked women involved.
No. And believe me, okay, I get skull and bones too. I get all that. So, but I digress. But the issue here is, you know, how far back does this stuff go, right? I mean, the Titanic. And when you think about it, yeah, full speed ahead, right through an iceberg field. And it just so happens, coincidentally, the people against the central bank were on board. The owner, of course, you know, pro.
It makes you wonder about the raging fire that they had in the coal compartment. When they left port,
very well studied.
Was that accidental or was that a backup plan in case, you know, it didn't work with the iceberg and somehow that would spread to the ship? You know what I'm saying? Because once you question one thing, you got to start questioning everything that you know about that ship. Because it would make sense for them to have a plan B.
Oh, yeah, and plan C and many other things. You know, yeah,
exactly. I mean, what better could you ask for than the men that you hate being all together in the same place out in the middle of the ocean?
And people will say, well, they wouldn't kill all the people just to kill a few. The hell they wouldn't. Look at 9/11 plus.
Well, let me think about 9/11, folks. This is the part that makes me sick.
Yep.
Those planes, if they indeed were something else, a missile or whatever, because I know the Pentagon was some sort of missile, what the people on the plane would have been cold-blooded murdered. They would have been murdered, taken somewhere and killed. But stop and think about that. That your own government, in order to pull off something like that, would have to kill you, you know what I'm saying, so that you weren't actually the one that hit that target. Something else did. You know what I'm saying? How complex. That's cold.
Oh, yeah.
That is evil beyond evil. To murder your own citizens like that.
So kind of with the theme is starting out with, you know, pretty much, what the hell? What are we going to do? We know that there was, there were problems with the, I mean, really going all the way back to the Titanic, but you know, to bring it forward, the 93 Trade Center, we know there are problems there. The 95 Mirror Building, we know there are problems there. The 9/11, 2001, which hatched the Patriot Act, we know there were problems there. And then Glenn Beck talking about the more recent things, but no one is doing a damn thing about anything. No one. And my question is, when is it time for us to get off of our asses and exercise our Second Amendment rights? When is that time? That's a question, folks. I'm asking that question. Or what amendment would this cover? Would this be covered by? I don't know. Hey, would you see if that the studio bell just rang? I wonder if that's the ATF. I'm kidding, of course, but... Anyway,
don't throw that away, Doug.
It'll be marked exhibit A in my trial.
It's a future use item.
And I was listening and watching actually Bannon this morning, and he rolled some footage from Morning Joe, and they were moaning and groaning about, if Trump gets back in, how Morning Joe could possibly face prison. Okay, wait a second. Where'd that come from? Because the only people facing prison are the patriots who want to restore or follow the Constitution. And, but one thing they said, and I'm going to turn it right back to you. One thing that they said, and this was from a Vanity Fair article, is that the second term of Donald Trump will not be filled with the same amount of backstabbers and people who really turned on him. Not that he did anything wrong, but you know, sold their own soul in order to get rid of or to save themselves and to point the finger at Donald Trump. So I think the second time around might be a little bit different. And if not, this country's over.
We were talking about that last night, too.
Yeah,
it's a different Donald Trump coming into office this time. You know, they I don't think he knew how bad it was going to get. He comes in this time, believe me, he is coming in ready to do battle. And he's not just a hunt down. He's not there to hunt down. Oh, this guy said something bad about me on TV. It's not. That's not what it's about. You know what? He's going to stick to the people actually breaking the law, have broken the laws. Okay. And there's a lot of it that is going to look like retribution. It's not retribution. It's called the law. And they broke it. Of course, the media is going to scream, oh, he's his political enemies in the media. And unfortunately, his political enemies in the media are the ones that should be facing a judge. You said, don't even head down that road. He is not going to violate the Constitution. There's enough for him to do just sticking to the Constitution.
Yes.
He has his hands full. The day he comes in office, after all the hoopla is done, and he's ready to roll, I'm tell you right now, he's already got people in place, I'm sure, to go in and clean house. Because the FBI, the NSA, the DIA, and the CIA are all corrupt. And he has his work cut out for him. The biggest fear, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. They're going to go after Donald Trump physically next. I'm telling you. You can feel it. Okay? They're running out of options. This man, he ain't crazy. If he is crazy, he's crazy like a fox. You tell me who can take all the crap he's taking and still standing, baby. You know, I got an email from somebody, who's actually a couple of them, saying that, well, Trump's not the Antichrist. I never thought he was. You know, if we come in and try to change anything as the citizens, it's going to be a mess. But if Donald Trump, and we have somebody in the head office that can change the system, and all we have to do is back him up, I mean, hey, we may have to get dirty on his behalf. But if he's the president of the United States and he's issuing orders, I'll follow those orders because I respect the man. We need something. 2024 is the deciding year for humanity. And we're banking on Trump. We better make sure we have a backup plan.
And there it is.
I mean it. We're going to have a backup plan. We have got to get organized somehow. I'm not talking about organized march. I'm not going to give the FBI the benefit of talking about that on the air. I won't say that. We just need to get together so we can all have a cup of coffee somewhere.
in the middle of a cornfield.
But we need to get. Listen, folks, we need to communicate. It's like Jim Ferguson from the UK, what he's doing. He's going worldwide.
Yes.
With the mission. We're going to support him with that mission. You know, this is about the world. This is about humanity. That's all of us. Good, bad, and ugly. That's the way it is.
Amen.
And you know
that.
What? We're gonna have to go out there and fight for the people that are too stupid to realize they're being screwed. But that goes with being a good guy. Okay? We're the ones in the white hats.
And you know, what amazes me are some people. I still talk to some people who believe that things are going to get better. Things are all right. Things are going to get better. Things will get better on their own.
No.
Okay, it's not going to happen. I have a 2-minute or 1-minute, 50-second video clip. Imagine, of course, you know, folks, what the southern border is like. Of course, you've got that communist Cuban cuball, Mayorkas, Alimi Mayorkas, head of DHS, saying the border's secure. You get a bunch of morons saying the border's secure, that we don't see anything here. Imagine living down there. And this is what is coming to all of us. Folks, listen to me. This is coming to all of us. It's not just you protecting what you have worked for all your life, protecting your family, protecting yourself. It's what happens afterwards, okay? I'm telling you right now. I would invest in a shovel. I would invest in lime. I would invest in... I'm going to stop right there, okay? Because you do the right thing. You protect your family. You protect your home. You protect your property. And you will be punished for it. This is a minute 50. An Arizona state attorney grills an American woman in court. I don't know how many people saw this. Because her husband defended their property against illegal criminal aliens who had weapons. They were armed. But watch how this woman is treated. This is by the Biden state, okay? The state of Biden, the state of Obama, the state of the globalists. But watch this, because this could be you. Here it is.
Mrs. Kelly, isn't it true that you told Deputy Monreal that you heard four shots?
I'm objectulating.
By the way, she looks really, really
I don't. I wasn't
scared.
Counting. My husband was out there facing these guys with guns. And you think I'm going to stand there and count how many times I hear a shot? You're crazy.
Ms. Kelly, I'm just asking you if that's what you told him.
I did not tell him four. I told him I saw two. That's all I saw.
We're talking about the shots now.
Now the shots. Well, I did say maybe five or six later, but I don't know.
Isn't it true, Mrs. Kelly, that you told Deputy Monreal that you believed it was four shots?
I don't remember talking to that deputy, so I don't know. Remember telling him four shots.
Do you disagree with his report?
Yes, I do.
Your Honor, I'm objecting. She said she didn't know and remember talking to him, so she can't testify to him.
And you said that you couldn't tell them apart. You couldn't tell them apart. Is that right?
Couldn't tell what apart?
The deputy.
No, I could not, except that one was a lady.
So you don't know which ones you spoke to? Or
no,
if you spoke
I do
to
not.
The same, different ones?
I don't know if I spoke to same ones, different ones. The only... two, I remember, is Detective Inza and Barbara.
But you spoke to the deputies that day, right?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Now, you also spoke to Deputy Castaneda that day. I'm going to show you his report.
That's where we stopped it. Consider yourself in that situation. You're at home. All of a sudden, you see, ultimately, according to testimony, four armed men on your property approaching your residence. Your husband, in his 70s, goes out to see what's going on to potentially fight back, protect his wife. You saw, look how scary she is. I mean, boy, because she can cause a lot of damage, right? And this is how they're treated? The judiciary, the weaponized judiciary, and the people behind the weaponization are pulling something out they're not going to be able to put back. And that goes back to what Glenn Beck said. RT, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. You have a right to defend yourself. You have a right to defend your property. That's one of the things that really annoys me up in Canada. If somebody breaks in your house, they want you to be gentle with them. You know, somebody breaks in my house, you better be right with your maker. That's all I'm going to say. This is, you have a right. It's castle doctrine. That's just a right. You know, it's yours. Anybody that's going to endanger your family or threaten your family, take them out.
But now, in the UK, for example, among a couple of other European nations starting this, they're replacing people, saying, "Well, you know what? Your house is too big for just you and your husband. So we're gonna put illegal invaders in your home as occupants."
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Oh, first of all, they're like dead friggin' body. Okay, that's not gonna happen.
They started occurring in Germany years ago.
Gee,
nobody hears about Germany anymore.
Yes,
but they're in a world of trouble. One thing you asked about when.
Yeah.
What I've been picking up on different forums, chat rooms, and things like that, just, you know, going and looking around. A drop dead type of thing. We're going to talk about drop dead date. The Canadians, from what I'm seeing online and hearing online, the Canadians are made where there's that World Health Organization treaty that's supposed to be signed next month, and they'll have no part of it. They're talking about doing whatever is necessary. Okay, and those aren't my words, they're somebody else's words. Whatever is necessary, and that this, you know, they've got all kinds of protests going on in Canada right now, axe attacks and all that. These are peaceful protesters. They've been out there, you know, for over a year peacefully protesting. They've now are online saying, this isn't working. We're going to have to step this up. Watch Canada, folks, in the next 30 days. I think that, and if it erupts up there, I think that'll flow right into the United States. People are looking for somebody to pull the trigger. You know, you talk about the shatter around the world. That's what people are looking for.
Yeah, will it start in Canada and then go to other countries in the West?
That's what I think. I think it'll go Canada, U.S., and then, yes. There's already people fighting overseas.
Oh, yes.
You know, in Ireland, they don't show you that in the media, and it's hard to find online. You got to go specifically looking for it, and you have to go into that country and grab a search engine over there and do it through a VPN where you can change your locations, which is a reason I'm sure Doug will talk about it. There's a VPN service that's offered through Hagman Services here. Folks, use it. Okay? Your world will change online because now you're not sitting, you know, in a particular area. You can be anywhere in the world with the VPN service. Okay? Things are coming to a head. It's inevitable. It is inevitable. The governments know this too. Okay? And everybody's worried about this this eclipse today. Okay? Listen, we're going to be okay. All right? Even if they pull something, we're going to be okay because we're not taking it.
I think more and more people have awakened to the fact that we're all being gamed. And this segues really good, really well, I should say, into proper English, into, by the way, that's another thing. Do not let them steal your language, your English, your words, the way you say things, white, black, I mean, I can go on. Do not let them take away the fun.
The way you identify things. If you want to call it a tranny, call it a tranny. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I get confused. Are we talking about the car, or are you talking about some moron walking down the road?
But they're trying to outlaw a speech like that in Canada. They got a Bill 63 they're trying to push through. And you talk online like that, and you say the word tranny, I'm going to put you in jail.
Yes.
And, jail.
Yes. And by the way, if you haven't followed the case of Douglas Mackey, that's a gentleman who in 2016 had reposted 4chan memes about voting day being the day after, 2 days after, you know, for Hillary voters. Innocuous memes, supposedly to be funny. He was tried.
Not offensive in any way, actually.
Not at all. And he posted them on Twitter. And, of course, the weaponized Department of Justice came in. They arrested him. They came in like gangbusters, the FBI. They arrested him, put him on trial. He was found guilty, I believe, in a blue, heavily blue area, and sentenced to 7 months. And now that case is being sent through the, I believe it's the appellate, if not the Supreme, here soon. But keep your eye on the case of Douglas Mackey. But okay,
that's definitely an attack on First Amendment. Definitely an attack on it.
Right, and the Second Amendment. I mean, when I was listening to Bongino last week, he did say, look, if Biden gets in, or anyone, if the left gets in again, he said this show will be, it won't be this same show. And yeah. I will say the same thing. We will not be able to talk like you and I are talking, right? It's just not going to be able to. No. The First Amendment is first and foremost in the U.S. And, of course, it's backed by the Second Amendment. But you had a nice segue into this. I caught this, Naomi Wolf, as I mentioned earlier. If you don't mind, you know, what's going to happen next? Well, there are a couple of segments here. Rather, a few minutes each. But I wanted to play this because her observations and then her thoughts about what will happen next, you might want to listen to this. What do you think, RT? Should we play it?
Absolutely.
All right, we can start a video.
You've got a lot of good videos set up here. Let's play some videos.
Yeah. Video four, this is cut four. We can start at 125. And this is kind of in the middle of after the introduction, at the beginning of the conversation. Go ahead. Oh, that's all right. There we go. It's reloading, so stand by. There we go.
There we go.
No? All right. She actually, she addressed a couple of things. Because again, we know where, for example, Rand Paul and others, we know where and how the Wuhan virus came into existence, but no one's being held to account. That's a problem. But here it is.
Nearly losing all of our liberties through a hyped up claim of a public health threat. I'm not saying it wasn't a real threat. I'm saying that it was exaggerated and dramatized, and that many of the data sets that they used to persuade us of the extent of the pandemic were fake, as I've shown in both The Bodies of Others and its sequel, now Facing the Beast. They would like us to think, well, that's in the rearview mirror. Let's just move on. And not recognize that that was just the opening salvo in a multi-directional attack on humanity, but specifically on Western Europe and North America. They want us gone. They want us disabled. They want us sterilized. I've been sharing my evidence for this from the Pfizer documents that were released under court order that our 3,250 doctors and scientists have analyzed to show, you know, the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history. So now, we're being lured into thinking all is well, we have our republic back, but in fact, we're a nation that is being targeted with war. We just don't recognize it. There are attacks on our infrastructure. A bridge collapsed, another bridge collapsed, yet another bridge was attacked, I think, in the last few days. There are, you know, dozens of attacks on food processing plants. There is an effort to put mRNA injections in our livestock. There's an effort to make all of our pharmaceuticals that are injected mRNA based, and we've shown how dangerous this technology is. There's cyber attacks. There's an effort to there are attacks on our grid. You know, we're seeing this in Europe as well. I just came back from a week in Europe, and it's like Europeans are cold. They're being told that their heating costs are out of control because of the Ukrainian war. They're being targeted with central bank digital currency. And the same is happening and going to happen with us. I mean, we keep fighting and fighting it. You know, there was a WHO treaty in May that will transcend sovereignty and allow, you know, Tedros Ghebreyesus to send his own private army or mercenaries to police us, you know, if we are signatories to it. They're coming at us from all directions. They just don't want us to recognize that it's a war.
Well, it certainly is a war, and it's fifth generation warfare. Like you said, it is from all angles. And I like how you recognize it is not just an attack on America or Europe. It's an attack on humanity in general, especially when you look at the technology that they're using. Now, going back to the virus itself, it was very apparent to me that once it was recognized that you had an HIV protein in it, that this was, in fact, man-made somewhere, somehow, and not zoonotic as it was portrayed. First a bat, then a pangolin, and really the experts were the only ones that were allowed to pontificate on anything beyond that and not get censored, but they still had to toe the zoonotic line. That has been completely eviscerated. And not only do you have Rand Paul now calling for a bipartisan investigation, I wonder how far that's going to go. But I'd like to focus.
Can't pause it. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, I Paul, you can let that play because we'll bring it back up at the 1550. What both of them said, RT, is, and what folks, I would urge you to watch the entire show, the entire interview, which will be again at HagmanPI.com. But what was being said there and was about to be said was, you know, Rand Paul basically, as well as some other people, had exposed all of this, but nothing is being done. And she mentioned too about the World Health Organization treaty that Canada, well, all the countries are supposed to sign on it next month. And I know that the U.S. submitted amendments to that treaty, but it's still a treaty and it still needs congressional approval, which, of course, is not going to happen because Biden's going to sidestep that, or whoever's controlling Biden, to just sign on to this. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're absolutely right. The this treaty, though, if you look around and you look at the news agencies, Reuters and things like that, they're trying to downplay it and say, no, this has nothing to do with sovereignty. You know, no, it does have to do with sovereignty. Okay. I'll be honest with you. I'm tired of world anything. You know what I'm saying? Any organization that says it's for the whole world, because they have the worst traffic record, the worst achievement record that is possible. The UN has done no good with World Health Organization. They haven't done anything for mankind. Nothing. They're jeopardizing mankind. And anybody that'll give Bill Gates power to be messing around with the air we breathe and messing around with vaccines that kill, what the hell is going on? You see what I'm saying? This is nuts. This is nuts. Some people need to be arrested. Some people need to be charged. You know, they want to charge January 6th people. I'll tell you what, you could start in the government and arrest enough people that you'd have to build a jail the size you wouldn't believe it, to house all these criminals. They are just, they're taking our liberties and doing what they want with our liberties and our freedoms. And we've got, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to put our foot down and say, no, that's enough. That's enough.
To me, it's almost going to be everyone on their own for themselves. Okay, that's what I'm seeing right now.
Or small groups.
Well, developing into small groups, which, you know, could continue. But I also see a heavy pushback by the leftist in charge, the communists in charge, to keep their thug boot on our throats. I do. So this is going to be the longer we wait, in my view,
is going to be harder. They get more entrenched.
Yes.
You know, and it's going to make it that much harder to even decide who they are, where to find them, and backtrack and destroy whatever they've tried to put over us. I mean, they're out to kill us. This is no different than somebody calling you on the phone going, I'm going to kill you and your family. What's it?
Yeah, I'm familiar with calls like that.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, they're coming out and tell you. They're telling us. We're not doing anything about it. We're talking about 5 or 6 billion people on the planet, and we're taking crap off of 3,000 people. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
The same people who the Clintons who had their mitts in Haiti, along with others, I maybe Samantha Powers as well, and some other people. Of course, the color revolutions being pushed by this government, but I shouldn't say our government, by the people who are embedded within our government. This is, folks, we better pay attention. How it started in Ukraine, it's elsewhere. It's happening elsewhere, even as we speak. You know, so we need that. We need to realize how bad this is. If you want, go ahead. Go ahead.
That bridge that was taken down, Doug, that's not the last bridge to fall.
No.
Look for more of these. Look for more of these and other huge assaults on things that are the trade infrastructure. You look real hard at that. Okay? We grow a lot of food, but we bring in a lot of food. Look at the vehicles. You know, I don't know what they want to put the world with electric vehicles. They can't keep the lights on a freighter. Really? You know, electric's great until it goes out. I saw an explosion on a video over the weekend in a car wash. Explosion by an electric vehicle. And I mean, everything was obliterated. You weren't finding the driver unless he was on the ceiling of the car wash, maybe. Because I've never seen anything like it. And that's what they want to put us in? I mean, hell, the batteries you put in these things cost more than the car.
And they're doubling down on this. The left is doubling down on this.
And why would you sign up for something that, like, when you go to Walmart, the battery things aren't up front. They're the furthest thing back in the parking lot. Why would you even sign up for something like that? What, are you stupid? there's no shuttle from your car up to Walmart. You know, you're going to hike the parking lot, you idiot.
I'm telling you are so right. And isn't it kind of funny? The Glenn Beck video played at the beginning really has a lot of pent up, build up emotion in it. And I think that's where a lot of Americans are. And a lot of Americans really don't know what the hell to do. But I think at the time, you're going to know what to do, because I truly believe you're going to hear from God instructing. If you are a godly person, you're going to get, you will know what to do at that point.
Yeah. And this complacency, it's got to go, folks. Be ready.
Be
ready. And I'll just tell you that, I don't know, we're not instructing anything. People have accused us of having people that do what we say. We're not telling anybody anything. We don't have an army or anything. We're making observations based on intelligence. And if our intelligence is better than the government's, okay. It's been that way for a long time, actually.
Well, let's have a peaceful march to the Capitol.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, he's calling an insurrection.
Exactly. I still can't believe the word insurrection is even used, Doug.
Exactly.
I can't believe it.
You're 100% right. Well, I want to continue with, if you don't mind, with Naomi Wolf. We'll skip ahead to 1550 mark, roughly. Well, again, folks, the link to the original interview, this is not our interview. It'll be in the program description box, HagmanPI.com. Only there, although we are on Rumble and Brighteon. Please subscribe to us on both platforms. And you can, by the way, you can leave comments, and I do respond occasionally to comments on Rumble or Brighteon if it's there. But certainly sign up, subscribe to Rumble. You don't have to do anything. You just subscribe, and that way you can comment and follow us. Follow us because, I don't know, we lost about 225,000 followers off of YouTube. You know, we're down about 225.
It's tough building it back up.
Well, it is. And people, because I've had people say, where are you? Well, we're right here. I mean, this past weekend, it was amazing. My wife showed me how to actually watch this show on my television set.
Yes. That's what we do. You can do it on your iPhone. And then kick that little screen, big screen thing, and it'll ask you where you want it. And in our case, I think it's just family room or something. Hit that, and boom, there it is on TV.
Yeah. So cool. I was watching you from last week. It was weird, but I guess Eric the Tech tried to show me before, and my patience didn't hold out because I'm a Luddite. All right. We'll pick this back up at 1550. Pay attention, especially to this. This is important. This gives some information about what her husband had seen, and this relates to the border as well. So go ahead. If he can. These videos are a little bit funky when you get them off of
immigrants are being imported over the border. I'm the daughter and granddaughter of immigrants. Nothing wrong with legal immigration, but this is part of the war, right? Is 16.5 million people from some of the very violent countries, Uzbekistan, which exports mercenaries, Angola, which exports mercenaries, people from countries that are heavily run by cartels, militias, essentially. They're the ones being flown to specific points around the country. And this is what keeps me up at night, because as the daughter and granddaughter of immigrants, you know, and you all think about the immigrants in your own lineage, were they flown in or walked across the border and then housed at the public expense in group housing, which is very much like barracks, right? And that's what's happening in Brooklyn, in Salem, where we spend time, Massachusetts, Chicago, O'Hare. Strategic points around the country have, like, you know, what could be staging areas for immigrants who disproportionately are fighting age men. And my husband, you know, his podcast is about this. And he's formerly from military intelligence. So he's like, they have military haircuts. They stand at parade rest. They walk like they're, you know, marching. They're in cadence. Like, these look like soldiers disproportionately. And I'll tell you, as a journalist, they don't look like any refugees I've ever seen, because usually when they're real refugees and it's not an invasion that's military, you see old people, you see people in wheelchairs, you see, you know, children and babies. And I'm not talking about just the kids who are being abducted at the border and trafficked. I mean, you see intact families coming in together. That's not what we're seeing disproportionately. We're seeing fighting age men and reproductive age women overwhelmingly disproportionately leaving their elders behind. So I'm worried about in the months ahead. What I expect is that there won't be a normal election. And the work I did on the machines confirms that there probably hasn't been a normal election since 2005 in the U.S. because these machines are not secure. And it's the easiest thing in the world to tell an algorithm to count three Democratic votes for every one Republican vote. Or, you know, my developer, I run a tech company now. My developer said, when I asked him how hard is it to mess up these voting machines, he said, all you need to do is give the back-end credentials to anyone, and they're in. And it's true. Like, you literally need to give the login and password, you know, the username and password to anyone in the world. If you're the guy who programmed the machine and the program is proprietary, you give the login and password to a guy in Serbia or a guy in China or whatever, and they can go in and do whatever they want to these electronic voting machines. So my point is, running up to the election, I think we're heading into a very dangerous time. We're in a very dangerous time. Like, the attacks have already begun. They're just not being messaged as terrorist attacks or attacks on our homeland. So I expect to see a lot of, well, what we're seeing, chaos and instability and violence in the cities, right? These flagrant acts of violence in New York City committed by immigrants. I think those are messaging. I think they're intentional. I think a lot of these guys have been brought in here with a directive, you know, hurt people and you'll have impunity. They're not going to jail, right? They're not being held. They're not being punished. They're having apologies issued by our governor. I think you're going to see a lot more of that to such an extent that people will be told it's too dangerous to vote in person, or there will be some dramatic uprising. Like, think about October 7th in Israel, how easy it was to bring the whole country to a halt with just a handful of terrorists over the border. Well, we've got what could be thousands of possible soldiers or terrorists in our country. My husband's co-host, J.J. Carell, is a former border agent. He says they're letting in special interest aliens who are terrorists or aligned with terrorists. So you could have, like, in October, mid-October, one dramatic uprising with a lot of mayhem, hostage taking, you know, maximum, you know, some explosions, maximum fear. And then the message will be, everyone be afraid, stay in your homes. It's too dangerous to vote in person. You'll have to vote through absentee ballot. And that's how they won the last time. And we know this, and I promise I'll pause, Jason, in just a minute. But we know this because we at Daily Cloud have drafted an election integrity bill to restore paper ballots and in-person voting and hand counting. And to make it proactive, you have to request an absentee ballot and give a reason to get one, which is just a normal security process. And the people who are blocking it are Democrats. And the questions they're asking the legislators who've introduced it, like in Maine, Representative Heidi Sampson introduced it, and it was defeated along party lines with Democrats opposing it. The questions she was asked by the Democrats were about absentee ballots. So that's their plan. They don't want to get rid of the absentee ballots. And then you'll have a scary October, and then, oh, you know, look, Biden won again. And then they'll start, you know, rounding people up. And who are dissidents and putting them in jail or in quarantine camps. That's what I predict if we don't fight back.
There you go. RT.
Take it. This 2024, it's going to be interesting. And these people that they've been letting in, we've told you this a long time ago. They're here to work for the UN or whatever worldwide government there is. What you're looking at is like an international police force. Okay, they knew that there was no way that they're going to disarm the people. They're coming after you. They're coming after your guns. They may be coming after your property. You don't know.
Everything.
We have a problem. Serious, and we can't say that enough. But you know, if you've got people being housed around you and a lot of weird things going on, you need to make note of it. You need to make note of it and be aware of it. Maybe you don't know what to do with that information right now, but there's going to come a day when somebody, a patriot, may ask you, well, where exactly are they? You need to be able to tell them.
Yep.
Okay? I want you people to start thinking like we, like somebody parachuted, you know, a million terrorists into this country, and they're spread out, and they're going to be a problem. And you need to start looking at these people like that. Okay? The refugees are one thing. They're one thing. And I understand somebody fleeing their country because they're hungry or their life's in danger. But they usually bring their wife and their kid. But these clowns that are coming over the border, they're like she just described, and they're in that fighting age. And a good description is college age. That's a very good description.
Okay? Military age, she corrected herself. But
What is that, 18 to 35?
Basically the same thing if you live through the draft, but yeah.
But you look at these poor refugees coming in, all male, wearing polo shirts, brand new tennis shoes. They got every one of them's got cell phones, and they have a card, an ATM card.
Yep.
Come on, folks. Are we stupid? Are we stupid? We've got to. This has got to be pinched off. I'm surprised, Doug, the military hasn't done something.
Let's not forget that HIAS, H-I-A-S, the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society, is one of the biggest facilitators of this invasion. And Ali Alejandro Mayorkas, again, that communist Cuban cuball piece of crap, was on the board of HIAS. And he's a refugee himself, and he's saying everything's fine. Well, he's full of crap, and I believe after a fair trial that he should undergo for treason, I believe that if found guilty, he should be one of the first hanging from one of the lampposts outside of the Capitol or the White House. It doesn't matter. But
absolutely. Another one I don't trust is the Catholic Charities.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm telling you right now. I know from previous experience. Don't trust them.
The IOM or OIM, depending on the language, the Catholic Charities, as you said, the there are a few highest, the Hebrew Society. A lot of these quasi-religious groups are involved in this invasion, And they think, I believe, they think they're going to get a seat at the table when, in fact, they're going to be the one of the first to go under this invasion. So,
and people, stop and think about this. These people are already scattered around the United States. The plan's already in place. They're in place. Now, I want you to picture what happened on October 7th in Israel. I want you to picture that happening in your town, in your city. Because that's exactly what's coming. That is not an exaggeration. The things that happened on October 7th were horrendous. These people come from countries where there is no value on human life. And they're going to be employed by apparently our government and some sort of world government to kill us. I'm telling you. And you're probably, quite honestly, you're going to see them in uniform in your town. If we cannot get Trump in office, you're going to see them this year. They may try and pull this before the election. I think that by the time the elections come around, it will be locked down under martial law. So, get everything to, you know, hug and kiss your family, love your families. You need to talk to your neighbors or something. You've got to get. Any man alone is easy prey. Remember that. Okay? You guys got to, and you know what? If you get organized, and I'm not saying, you know, for the benefit of the feds listening, I'm not saying get organized, you know, just to fight invader. That's not what I'm saying. You should always, even when these things weren't going on, should always have been organized to protect your neighborhood from bad people. That's where Neighborhood Watch came from. So I'm just suggesting that you fire up your Neighborhood Watch again. You know, it's about good guys and bad guys. I'm not saying who's it, right? But you, ladies and gentlemen, let's not sit around like idiots and just let this happen around us, okay? And if it's going to happen, be prepared. Please be prepared. You know, ask God for guidance. I ask God for guidance every day of my life.
With a lot of people right now.
Yes, absolutely. Doug, you're absolutely right. We just, you know, God is always with us. He's always with us. He doesn't let us down. We've let him down. Okay, we need to get back. Get it right. Straighten this country out. And you know what? They're always the government, as long as the left's in place, and these hideous people that are trying to take over humanity, and not with our permission. We didn't ask them on our behalf. They didn't come to us and say, hey, the sun's getting really bad. How do you guys feel about chemtrails? Nobody come and ask me anything. I'm sick and tired of people making decisions that aren't even in, we haven't even put them in those positions of trust. Nobody in their right mind would put Bill Gates in a position of trust. I mean, screwed everybody on the planet with Microsoft. Every time you turn around, you were signing off another chunk of your life. Every time. He burned everybody in America and around the world, as far as I'm concerned. If they had a Microsoft product, and anybody that changes the platform every 2 years is called a thief. Ask me how come Apple was able to keep running the same platform and with minor changes. Now Microsoft, no, I got a stack of laptops that ain't worth a damn. Right, Doug, you got them too.
Yeah,
there's courtesy of Bill Gates.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, that would just draw a picture of him with a stack of laptops and a bag of needles over here. Nobody authorized this guy. Our intel indicates that he was experimenting on people in Africa and killing them.
Oh, yeah.
With experimental drugs. Listen to that, people. And any person that can do that and walk away with that Hitler mentality that somehow they can be detached from humanity like that need not be in charge of anything. In fact, when it hits the fan, somebody needs to go by and say, aye.
We have to disassemble what has been assembled brick by brick.
Yeah.
Beam by beam. We have to do it.
And it's the old adage. It takes forever to build something. It takes minutes to knock it down.
Yep.
And they knocked it down. And we got it. Lady, we got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to put our shoulder and we got to fight that grindstone. And when before you go out of the day and fight your grindstone.
Hey, there you go.
I got the right bag this time.
You know what? Just in case you didn't.
Doug's got it too, right?
I brought mine because I figured, you know, I'm not going to get stuck like that again.
I felt so ridiculous.
No, you know what, though? I've done that, okay? I got a neighbor. God bless my neighbor. Gave me a bag of coffee for Christmas, okay?
And, that's pretty much what happened there.
But look, if it doesn't have my signature on it, it ain't mine.
That's right. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, this coffee is delicious. I'm a coffee connoisseur. I the only time I'll put like a creamer in it is if it's a bitter coffee. It was some are. But when you're drinking Hagman coffee, you don't get bitter coffees. You get really good coffee. This is the kind you don't even want to put cream and sugar in it. You want to enjoy the taste of the coffee.
Absolutely.
And you get it in the bag, and I'll tell you the other thing, and this is what she's in her house more than anything, because you're always on the fly in today's day and age. And the K-cups.
Yep.
These are fantastic. And just so you know that Doug's thinking about it and trying to make it cost efficient for you, there's not a bunch of printing and everything on there. I mean, I'm not going to read this before I stick it in the machine. I don't have to.
You would not believe what it costs to put a foil top on you know, with the logo on that. It just could, you know, that's taking away from the kids that a lot of this goes to help. But thanks for mentioning that. Look, we only have a few minutes left. I want to end with this, okay? People are not getting how bad things are. This past weekend, a New York container ship incident also tied to China. If you go to page 3 in the show notes, you'll see that Red Voice America has an article up. We don't have enough time to even touch on this, but this could have been extremely bad, and it was mitigated at the scene. But down in this particular article, number 2 talks about China's asymmetrical warfare, their MO, okay, which this fits within. But then there's something I found very interesting, and I'm going to leave it here. No one in the mainstream media, or even the independent media for that matter, which I'm responsible for, reported on this relative to the Balto, the Francis Scott Key, not King, as our illustrious press secretary would say, Francis Scott Key Bridge. The U.S. Coast Guard issued a notice 6 days before the Dolly attack on March 2024. A video audio release. Coast Guard continues to investigate hoax distress calls near Baltimore. Seeks community support to identify caller's voice. Read that. Folks, read this article and understand there are things going on in the background that people don't want us to see. All right, Randy Taylor. As we close out the final moments, go ahead.
Please notice, folks, these attacks are on the East Coast, okay? China brings their stuff in on the West Coast, down through Los Angeles and San Diego, okay? China also owns the Panama Canal.
Thank you, Jimmy Carter.
So if you want to go from one, you know, the Atlantic Ocean, and let's say all the ports were closed, you would have to go down and go through the Panama Canal to get to the West Coast of the U.S., China ain't gonna let that. You watch what's going on. They're cutting us off from Europe on the eastern seaboard. And that's automobiles, that's food. That's my big concern for the U.S. is the food.
Yes.
Okay. That is mine, because if you can eat, we can fight another day. Okay? But like these CO2 dinglings that say, oh, the CO2 is killing us. The farms, the CO2 from the farms is killing us. You'll die a lot faster from starvation than you will from CO2. And CO2 is a necessary gas.
And it's only 0.04 at the most.
Be advised. Yeah, absolutely, sir. That's the farce of it all. And then what pops up, John Kerry and Bill Gates. I wouldn't let those people on my property. I don't think my dog would.
I'd like to see that, actually. I'd like to see him try.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap up, pray, make sure you've got necessities around the house. Stock up. Look at the hurricane coming. And listen, today, please don't look into the eclipse. Please don't look in the sun. If you do, have welder's goggles on or something. Okay?
No. I know you, Mika and Morning Joe, look directly at it. No glasses. And we'll all be better for it, in my view.
Brother, you know what? If something happens, we're in it together. There love it you is. Guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Right Oops. On, brother.
All right. That was the Hagman Report. Happy Eclipse Day. God's signs, God's signature in the sky. May God bless everyone.